You're on Sunday Night around Australia and across the globe, and it's to the globe we turn now as Noel Debien joins us for an update on what's happening around the world and talking to some people who are involved in some of the big issues around the world. Noel, of course, our attention has to turn this week to Burma.
Well, it's sort of one of those things you couldn't ignore, really. And, of course, agencies, we know Tim Costello's been there. He's been looking, inspecting from World Vision point of view. There are plenty of other agencies, of course, also trying to do what they can, most of which are based outside, and they're trying to funnel things in to the local agencies that are already in the place.
And what you're hearing, of course, is that agencies can't get in and that it's very difficult to actually establish contact with people who are trying to get in.
Well, that's true. Information is improving, though, and I was lucky enough to get on to Oxfam's regional director for East Asia, British Oxfam, because it's sort of international there, Sarah Ireland. And Sarah, could you just give us a bit of an update on where things are up to there now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very difficult time for everybody, and the scale of the crisis is really only just emerging, I think. From an Oxfam point of view, we don't actually have permission to work directly in Myanmar, and so that limits our ability to do a response. You know, normally Oxfam would be one of the first agencies to be on the ground, and we have to kind of respect countries' legalities on this. So what we're doing is kind of three things. We're going to support, we have partners, local partners on the ground who have some capacity to respond and who are already out in the Delta area doing assessments. And so we're funding them to transport goods, to provide medical supplies.
So in fact, you're getting some information back already from inside Burma?
Yeah, we are. I mean, as the week's gone on, more information is coming through. Most of the information still is from the Yangon and kind of peri-urban areas. The most remote areas of the Delta, we have still have very little information from. And access still seems to be very difficult. But yeah, there is some information coming through of what the situation's like. And clearly the needs are very much the basic needs. Immediate food supplies, clean water is going to be the absolute thing. Even in Yangon, the water supply is pretty limited at the moment. No electricity, limited fuel, stories of long queues at petrol stations and things like that. Some information is coming through, but not a lot still.
In terms of the scale, what sort of reliable information do you have now?
Okay. I think it's generally agreed that 1.5 million people are affected and 70,000 dead, but still 41,000 missing.
If I'm right, I think the population of Burma in general is about 46 million or something in that region, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, and in the area, in the five kind of states that are under emergency, in a state of emergency, that's a population of around about 24 million. That's a fair proportion of those people.
And so what sorts of things are you prioritising as Oxfam? What are you channelling through and how are you getting it through? How effectively?
Yeah. I mean, our expertise in these situations is water and sanitation work. So basic access to clean water. So making sure that partners on the ground have either water supply, portable water supplies coming in, basic things like water purification tablets, water testing kits, so trying to get those through. And then the other expertise we usually employ is basic shelter. So we're working with the UN shelter, what they call cluster, which brings together all the different agencies who work on shelter to try and make sure that they've got the right kind of shelter kits. So the basic plastic sheeting and those kind of things that people need just to protect them from the elements in the short term.
It strikes me that the reports we're gradually getting, they remind me of the way the major tsunami was reported. Mm. We got more information. It seemed to accelerate and worsen as time went on. Is that a fair enough understanding?
Yeah, I would say so. And I mean, I think, you know, given the challenges and complexities of a large emergency inside a country that is not used to external scrutiny, we'd kind of expect information to be sparse to start with. I mean, we're coming to day five, day six now, so if we'd had open access and if it had been, you know, the scale of something like this had happened in Thailand, already there'd be lots of teams on the ground. But because of the remoteness of the area and the circumstances, that means that initial response has been pretty slow, I think.
And in fact, nearly a week is gone, or a week is gone, effectively.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in that time, people don't have water, don't have food, and there is an increased likelihood of waterborne disease and the spreading of disease.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the WHO at the coordination meeting yesterday was reporting already outbreaks of diarrhea. So, you know, this is happening already.
Sarah Ireland, Regional Director for Oxfam Great Britain in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking to Sunday Nights.
Thank you.